Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 46, season 2. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. Today's date is August 8th, 2021. We have an interesting show coming up, and right now this program is brought to you by Knip Knop, and it's a game from Parker Brothers. And here is a commercial from the 1970s. Enjoy.
Parker Brothers' new Knip Knop is very easy to play. You simply try to knip your three balls through the hoops into the other side. And the other guy tries to knop his three balls into your side. But while you're knipping, he's knopping. You're trying to out-knip him while he's trying to out-knop you. So knip down to your store and grab the new game from Parker Brothers before they're all knopped. From Parker Brothers, Knip Knop.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Knip Knop. I never had this game, but when I was growing up, I went to someone's house on the north side of Chicago. I think it's my brother's godparents' home, and the kids had this game, and I did play with it, and you know, with the kids, and it was a lot of fun. Here's a couple of interesting tidbits about this game. And it was designed by a man named Joseph M. Burke and Marvin Glass. And they worked at the Parker Brothers company. And it was originally released in 1971. And then the second thing that was interesting, the name is spelled backwards, ping pong. So it's Knip Knop Ping Pong, and it's a common name for table tennis. So that I didn't know. I had to look it up. You find something interesting about something that you had as a child, and then all of a sudden you find something that is blows your mind. So that's great. Okay. Today's episode, we will talk about two things. One is the Heather House restaurant that was located at the Carson Peary Scott & Company department store. And the second thing I will talk about is the 55th anniversary of the TV show Batman and the movie. So first off, I will talk about the restaurant, the Heather House restaurant. Of course, this restaurant was located in downtown Chicago in the Loop. Carson Peary Scott was located on 1 North State Street. I think that's the address, or maybe that's I think it's One South State Street. I don't know. I keep forgetting. Well, anyway, so the restaurant was located on the 9th floor. I've never eaten there. Most department stores in downtown had their own places to dine. Marshall Fields, of course, had the Walnut Room. They also had other restaurants there as well. And, of course, Weebles, they had their own restaurant. But Carson Peary Scott had the Heather House restaurant. And they also had a cafeteria. It was called the Tartan Inn. I posted a menu on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland, a long time ago. I'm still looking for a menu to see an itemized list of it. So that'd be interesting. But I did find an itemized list of the Heather House recently. I posted that a long time ago. So I'm going to read off a few items off the menu. And this is from the 1950s. So just bear with me and I will read off some of the items. And let's see what we have. They had soup and appetizers, of course. Luncheon suggestions, so I'm going to read off. It's a little fuzzy, so I don't want to you know, describe the contents of the, each meal. So lunch suggestions. Well, here's one, fried chicken a la Maryland, which is very interesting. Curried fried shrimp and casserole. Golden French toast with maple syrup. Oh, that sounds good. Pot roasted roast beef and French lamb stew in a casserole. Oh, that sounds nice. Very nice. And their specialties were, I'll be right with you. Let's see what we got. Their specialties was the Heather House chicken pot pie. I remember people mentioned that on my Facebook page about that particular item. They said it was delicious, out of this world, you know, because I love chicken pot pie. It's one of the wonderful creations when you could do with chicken. The other one was chicken croquettes, French fried jumbo shrimp, and grilled club steak. Of course, they had that. Salads, they had chicken salad, seafarer shrimp salad, our sunburst fruit salad, and fresh fruit filled cup lettuce cup. So you had either with meat or without meat. Sandwiches they had were the Duke of Windsor sandwich. That's like a breast of turkey with Swiss cheese and some bacon, I believe, with on rye bread and Thousand Island dressing. The other sandwich, Double Decker Club. They had hamburgers there, but they used their dark rye. And they had tuna fish and hot turkey sandwich, which I remember people saying the turkey sandwich was good. And last, a grilled open face cheese sandwich. That sounds good. Okay, and they also had desserts and beverages. You know, for example, dessert they had Heather House pie. So, and it was, let's see, I'm trying to read what kind of pie. I can't read it, so I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a Heather House pie, and they also had French pastries and their own ice cream. They also had other kinds of pies. You know, they had, orange cake. They had apple pie. You know, you want it with cheese. You know, that's kind of strange. I thought that was an East Coast thing, you know, that you had cheddar cheese with apple pie. I never had that. So some people like it. Some people don't. I prefer ice cream a la mode. They also had chocolate cream pie. You know, they had fresh fruit, if you like, strawberries, you know, any kind of ice cream. So it was delicious. So That sounded like a wonderful place to eat, you know, and, you know, it was located at Carson's, and you know how classy and very attractive that store is, like Marshall Field's, and we all miss that store very much. Okay, that'll be all for the Heather House restaurant, and now I will talk about the second thing, and it's about the Batman TV show and movie, which celebrated its 55th anniversary this year. I will talk about the TV show first. And the TV show Batman premiered on January 12, 1966, and it aired two nights a week. I think it aired on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. And I think it replaced the long-running TV show Ozzie and Harriet. I think it did. And because that show lasted from 1952 to 1966, so it was on the air for 14 years. That's a long time. It's like it was like the Law and Order of that day of the day over there. And so when it was heavily promoted before it would air, and which it was an interesting story. And then they had to find the actors to play Batman and Robin, and there was a test pilot. That's on the DVD of the TV series, and it was on bootlegs for years. I used to see those in the comic book conventions, and they had two different actors. I forget the actor's name for Robin, but the actor for Batman was Lyle Waggoner from the Carol Burnett Show, and of course Wonder Woman, he played Steve Trevor. And he didn't get the job, and so they had to find other actors, and they found Adam West. And he was perfect. He fitted like a glove with that show. And for Robin, they found someone. I don't think he had any acting experience. And he was a figure. I think he was a skater, like an ice skater. And his name was Burt Ward. His real name was Burt Gervis, I believe, Jr. And I think he sold real estate at the time, and he was struggling. And then he went on a casting call and got the job. And he, for Robin, he was perfect. So when the show premiered, the first episode was called Hide Diddle Riddle, and it featured the Riddler by comedian Frank Gorshin. And he was perfect for the role. He was maniacal. He was a joy to watch. He's so exuberant with that laugh and the riddles. Oh, you know, but the interesting thing about this, the Riddler didn't make much appearances in the comic books. I don't know why they chose that, because he made about maybe 3 appearances in the comic books for the comic book Batman and Detective Comics from DC Comics. But like I said, the character took off, and it got big ratings. So it got huge, huge ratings. And then now the second episode featured the Penguin, which was portrayed by Burgess Meredith. And that role is famous for him. He had a long movie career, but everyone knew him, the Penguin. And he credited making that sound, you know, like a penguin, like a duck, quack, quack. He did that. And then, you know, he had the cigarette holder, the top hat, and he waddled, you know. And when I watched him do that, it's amazing. You know, he was also funny. He was a great actor. And third villain was, of course, the Joker, played by Cesar Romero, which, in my opinion, he is the best Joker in the world. You know, I know there were other Jokers in the movies. There was, for example, Jack Nicholson. There was Heath Ledger and Jared Leto. And can't think of somebody else. I think there's a new Batman movie coming out, and I forgot who the Joker will be. I don't know if he's going to be in it. And, of course, from the Batman animated series that debuted on Fox in 1982 was Mark Hamill. He was perfect in that. I love his voice and his laugh. But Cesar Romero was the best. You know, his laugh, he wasn't like the murderous nutso guy. He was just a thief, and he stole things, but he did some crazy stuff. And the one thing that a lot of people did not notice when they saw the show, but later on, that Cesar Romero refused to shave his mustache off. So when you watch the DVDs, you can see it. You know, I guess it was vanity that got in the way, but it didn't matter. So he was perfect for the role. It was wonderful. And there were other villains that arrived. For example, there was Mr. Freeze, played by 3 actors. One was George Sanders, Otto Preminger, the movie director, and the third one was Eli Wallach. And let's see, I'm trying to think what other. There were a lot of villains, you know, from the comic books. There was the Mad Hatter by David Wayne. And, of course, on the 16th episode was Catwoman, and played by Julie Newmar, because she's still with us, and that was my favorite Catwoman. I loved it. Of course, later on, Eartha Kitt played her, and she was good in that, you know, with the that did that. She was great. But Julie Newmar, perfect. Perfect role, and I enjoyed those episodes. And most of them were the highest rated episodes when she was on. And so the first season ended in up around May or June, I think May. And then all of a sudden they made a movie. And so they made the movie called Batman, and they used the 4 main villains, the Joker, Penguin, Riddler, and Catwoman. And Julie Newmar did not come in the movie. I heard he hurt her back. She was in a movie. There was all kinds of stories. I wish she was in the movie. But then Lee Merriweather took over. She was Miss America once. And then she was an actress. She starred in The Time Tunnel. That was a TV show by Irwin Allen that starred James Darren and Robert Colbert. And so she stepped in the Catwoman role, and she was good in that. She was very good. And the movie did very well. It all opened on August 30th, 1966 in Austin, Texas. They had a big premiere, big party. And then I had to do some research on when it premiered in Chicago. And it was September, I keep forgetting it, September 9th, I think. Yeah, it was in September, so that's fine. And so it did very well. It did well in the box office, but not spectacular. But later on, when it was released on DVD, on video, first on VHS and DVD, it became very, very popular because of the famous scenes and lines, like when Batman carried the bomb. Sometimes you can't get rid of a bomb. He was running around in the pier holding that thing, but there was obstacles. There was some ducks. There were some nuns. There was a marching band. There was a couple on a boat. It was hilarious. And then, so it was a very popular movie. I loved the movie. I really did. And it was released on DVD and Blu-ray and looks spectacular. Okay, right now I'm going to play a clip. And it's a promo from the Batman TV show. And then after the clip, I will talk about my memories of watching the show in Chicago. So here's a promo from the TV series Batman.
Batman. What now?
What now? Why, everything's new as Batman and Robin battle crime with a battery of wonderful new Batnovations. The Batcopter, the Batboat, the Batcycle, and Flash, a late bulletin from the Cape.
3, 2, 1.
The Bat Rocket blasting off. See the dynamic duo dangle from new heights of danger.
Careful, Robin, it's quite a drop.
See them batter their way through new bat ventures with old friends. Correction, fiends.
Holy dark tenyant.
I'm not just pussyfooting around this time, Batman.
Meet their wild, weird new Batversaries, the archest criminals of all crime. Be with Batman and Robin weekly, in color, of course.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that promo. I used to watch the promo when I was growing up in Chicago. I think they did show it on WGN Channel 9, but I'm not certain. But I know they showed it on WFLD Channel 32. I remember seeing that. Anyway, my memories of first watching Batman was in syndication when the show ended in March 14th, 1968. It went into syndication following in the fall. And it premiered on WGN Channel 9 in September. And I remember seeing a couple episodes when I was about 5 or 6. And the first episode I remember was when they were with the Joker and he trapped him in the water tower. And I remember that. And I don't know if it aired twice or once. I don't know if it's like they didn't do an hour of the show. Probably not. Excuse me. And then it premiered on syndication at WFLD TV, Channel 32, in January of 1974. And I remember watching that when I lived in the Roseland neighborhood in Chicago. And then we moved to Ashburn in September. And then I remember when we were moving, we still had the black and white TV. And while everything was being moved around, we put everything in its place. I remember my mother told me, just sit down and watch TV while I get things organized in the house. And I did watch Batman, and it was black and white. And the episode was with Catwoman, you know, her first episode. And I remember that. And then later on, we got the color television set, and it looked beautiful in color. And so I watched the show religiously, and whenever it was on, even when the 1989 movie was released with Michael Keaton, they reran the show in the with the Family Channel. I think it's called Freeform now, but it was the Family Channel then, and it gained popularity. But when the 1989 movie came out, it was darker than the TV series. A lot of people didn't want Michael Keaton to be Batman, but he was good. He was fine. I think he was a good Batman. And they had the Joker, of course, with Jack Nicholson. But this Joker was a little more psychotic, you know. And Jack Nicholson was good. He played a Joker. But like I said before, Cesar Romero was the best. And the movie did very well. Excuse me. Anyway, then they had Batman Returns in 1992. Michael Keaton came back. And they had Catwoman and Penguin with Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito. I thought Danny DeVito was good, but it was a different Penguin. He was more kind of disgusting. Michelle Pfeiffer, I didn't like her at first, but now she was fine. But I preferred the Catwoman's on television. Anyway, and then there were more movies, Batman Forever. There was Batman Begins, you know, and the others. So, and The Dark Knight with Christian Bale and Heath Ledger as the Joker. So we're expecting to have another new Batman movie coming up soon. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, what I remember from the show, well, a couple more things. There were more villains introduced. One that stood out was King Tut, played by Victor Bono. He overacted. He just stood out, and he was hilarious, and he played the part beautifully. He was not from the comics that was created by the television show. And so, you know, he was one of the most popular characters on the TV show. And he was about 32 years old when he started. But he looked older. You know, he was overweight. And later on, DC Comics, King Tut made his debut in DC Comics, and I bought the comic, and it was different like that, you know. So, yeah, very different like that. And, you know, but King Tut was the best. And they also made, DC Comics released a Batman 66 comic, which showed they had the characters from the TV show, and they had all the villains plus other villains they did not use on the TV show, and they were in the comic. Like, for example, the Scarecrow, Poison Ivy, and Two-Face. They were going to use Two-Face in the show, but he was too violent. You know, they wanted to scare the kids away. And there was rumored to be he was going to be played by Clint Eastwood. But I think he started his movie career. I don't think he wanted to do that. But that would have been interesting to see him as Two-Face. He's a good character. But they didn't use those villains. Excuse me. Anyway, so like I said before, the show ended in 1968. In the third season, they added Batgirl, played by Yvonne Craig, and she was beautiful, you know, beautiful actress. But you know, the show declined, the quality declined. So budget cuts, and they trimmed it down to 1.5 hour. Most of the villains came back, but it wasn't the same. But I still enjoy it. The third season was fun. And so I bought the show was released finally on DVD and Blu-ray on November 11th, 2014. And it took me a while to buy it to save up money, but I did buy it. And I watched it on my DVD player, and it looks spectacular. Oh, the colors were vibrant, clear. You could see things that you never saw on the TV show. It was wonderful. And I'm glad I bought that. You know, I still watch it occasionally, you know, whenever in the mood, you know, or when it's on MeTV in Chicago, they played it for a while. It's not on anymore. And it looked gorgeous on television, even though it was edited. So that's fine with me. Okay. So that'll be all for today. For the topics I discussed were, I'm sorry, the topics that I discussed were the Heather House Restaurant, Carson Perry Scott, department store, and the TV series Batman and the movie. So I'm glad you could join me. I enjoy talking about it. I hope to hear from you soon for the next episode that should be coming in a couple of days. Will be episode 47. So I'm signing off right now. This is Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And I'm Pete Costanis, your host. And I hope everyone will have a great day. And bye-bye for now for me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.